Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
To the fans of Atlanta, I want to say thank you. I think for the 14 years that I was the quarterback here, I felt the passion and the energy all the time. And it wasn't all smooth sailing. You know, there were ups and downs, and I'm sure lots of frustration and lots of, you know, enjoyable times as well. But I never took it lightly. You know, I kind of understood the position and the responsibility, you know, that I had. And I tried to do it as best as I could every day to come out and to be the best version of myself and try and be the best quarterback I could be for this organization and for this city. And so I want to say thank you for the continued support. It was a hell of a ride.
Good job, Matt. Welcome to the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. We are back in the saddle live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery Atlanta, ready to get to work for you here today. And good to be back in. I was out on Friday. The show was out on Friday. X-Golf over at the Halcyon in Alpharetta. Out yesterday at the Golf Club of Georgia up in Alpharetta. And then back dealing with the traffic coming down 400 southbound, 285 westbound. Just about an hour and 35 minutes to get to work today. When are we going to get this fixed, man? When will the construction come to an end? I'm just saying. DT ready to go. Road Dog ready to go. Let's get to work.
Bucks. Big take.
He's special. Just like Bart. Matt Ryan officially retired a Falcon yesterday. Matty Ice took us on a 15-year run in the league that stands for not for long. NFL, not for long. Four Pro Bowls. For Matty Ice, a Super Bowl appearance, most valuable player award, seventh all-time in passing yards, ninth all-time with 381 touchdown passes. Matt helped us losers become winners here in Atlanta. Check the career record. With a franchise that loses basically about 60% of the time. Matt's record 124 and 109 and one. A winner. Well done, Matt. Tell you what I really appreciated about Matt Ryan. I really admired and respected. First thing is his competitive spirit. Matt Ryan played to win the game. Didn't care about yards and touchdowns. Cared about winning the game. And you just don't care about winning on Sunday. You care about winning every single day of the week. And Matt Ryan did that. One of those ultimate competitors. Heard the locker room show talking about that. One of the other things I really admired about Matt was his durability. My goodness. He got roughed up. because of lack of protection. More times that I could sit here during this one-hour show and bring up, and the man must be made out of rubber because he got right back up. Durability. Here's another thing I admired about Matt Ryan was the way he represented the city, the team, and the organization. Nothing but class. Matt Ryan, a class act. Yeah, he could spin it. And he could also spin it when the game hung in the balance. Fourth all time with 38 fourth quarter comebacks. Left us with a lot of good memories. Thank you, Matt Ryan. You were the best and the most productive player our Falcons have ever had. You and Bart will always be special in my book, Bart Kowski. And one more thing. Get ready to hear this knock at the door very soon. Next stop for Matt Ryan, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's hear from Matt yesterday, very eloquent, talking about his career. Here's Matt talking about when he knew it was time to retire.
I'm not sure you're ever, like, truly give in to the fact that you're no longer a player, right? Like, I don't know if that part ever kind of leaves you. Yeah, but the year in Indy was tough. And so on my family, you know, Sarah was pregnant with Cal. And it, for me, you know, it was the time in life and the time for us as a family that, you know what, my guys were starting school. Things, there were other things outside of just myself that were important to me. And so I think that was probably the driving force for me saying, all right, let's explore, you know, what other avenues are out there.
You know, and I'll never understand why Matt did not gain the total respect from the entire Falcons fan base. We'll never understand that because it makes no sense. Because of all those things I pointed out in the monologue to get the show started, how could you not respect this man? You're just a hater if you don't respect Matt Ryan in this town.
Buck, you expressed it so eloquently when you basically said he turned this franchise from losers. I think a lot of folks that didn't appreciate Mike may have just remembered or didn't appreciate Matt Ryan may have remembered the exciting times with Michael Vick, but they didn't realize that this has been a losing franchise for a vast majority of its existence, and Matt Ryan changed that with the time that he was here.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first pass, 80-yard touchdown to Michael Jenkins.
Still get chill bumps thinking about that one.
The skinny post.
And the speed from Michael Jenkins, that's not why he was drafted, I don't think.
That ball hit him right in the face mask.
Because he was right in stride. And what a turnaround. Where the franchise was at that point, to turn around immediately, Michael Turner helped a lot.
Yeah.
Mike Smith helped a lot. But Matt Ryan was the big catalyst, took this franchise from rock bottom and made the playoffs in the first year.
Yeah, at the time I was working on the Buck and Kincaid show.
What?
And I'll never forget the conversations me and Kincaid had leading into the NFL draft when the Falcons selected Matt Ryan. Kincaid was all over Glenn Dorsey.
He's not the only one, Buck.
The defensive lineman from LSU.
I stand by that.
And
I love Matt Ryan.
We butted heads every single day heading into the draft. I was preaching, get Matt Ryan in here, and Kincaid was determined that the Falcons, he was going to help the Falcons select Glenn Dorsey, who never really worked out in the National Football League. Matt Ryan, a Hall of Fame career. We went back and forth for weeks heading into the draft on that one. Hey, speaking of the Falcons, let's talk about them.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Falcons really facing a tampering penalty because of the signing of Kirk Cousins?
Say what?
Is it going to cost them a draft pick? Mr. Blank was so matter-of-fact when he spoke officially on this idea. He basically said, we believe we did not tamper. The league will review the information and they will make a ruling and we'll accept any penalty they have. So matter of fact, well, Mr. Blank, the draft starts on Thursday night. So if the Falcons are going to lose a draft pick, shouldn't we know about it at this point in time? I mean, what is the NFL dragging their feet on this for? By the way, it's a bad rule. And I said this the day after the Cousins press conference. It's a bad rule. How are you supposed to determine if this new organization you're considering signing with is the right fit? If you go in blind, if you hadn't talked with anybody, I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. This rule that they have in place. Now, a rule is a rule. I know. Don't call up and tell me. I already know that. During the press conference, Cousins said some things he shouldn't. I mean, he didn't mean to hurt the Falcons organization when he said that he was speaking and texting with Kyle Pitts and some of the other players. NFL office was probably saying, red flag! And then Cousins went on to talk about how he had spoken to the Falcons trainer about his Achilles tear program, the rehab involved with that. Red flag! How he had spoken to the head of PR. Red flag. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that this rule is in place, in my opinion. And why haven't we heard anything from the NFL? I mean, they've had this information for weeks. Now, some of the history precedents has been set. Kansas City is a good example. They lost a third and a sixth round pick because they tampered with wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. That didn't really work out for them. And I've seen where, you know, there could be a trading of picks with another team in a particular round. And here's the other thing. I mean, it was obvious the Minneapolis Vikings, it was obvious they were moving on from Kirk Cousins. They had made a decision. We're moving on. It's time to cut the cord with Cousins. We're going with a new quarterback here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Vikings. I mean, it's not like the Vikings had a big legitimate offer on the table with Kirk Cousins. They were allowing him to go. So it seems pretty lame now that the Vikings are looking for a handout and compensation. And you know they're working it behind the scenes. Hey, man, we deserve something. We deserve an extra draft pick. The whole thing's ridiculous, if you ask me. Or maybe I'm just crazy. Cray, cray. Cray! I don't think that to be the case. There's your Falcons talk today, and they're probably in the executive boardroom now, collaborating.
It's called the collaboratory. That's where they collaborate, I believe.
Yeah, they're collaborating right now, and I think that's a good thing. We have legitimate people in the room. I mean, you need the general manager and that personnel staff, the head coach and the coordinators. They got to be on the same page, as I was talking about yesterday.
It seems to be a little cleaner in the front office than it was, say, 5-6 years ago when we were talking about the 4 or 5 different general managers that felt like they had. And we didn't really know quite.
Oh, they're still there.
We didn't know who's quite making the decision. We still know. It seems like it's Terry, but it's a little clear, a little less murky than it was a few years
ago. Yeah, they're still there. I mean, Ryan Pace, he was the one that passed on Mahomes and took Trubisky up in Chicago. He'll never live that one down. Kyle Smith, the assistant GM. So Smith and Pace and Fontenot, they're on one side of the executive boardroom table. Then on the other side, you got Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, Jimmy Lake. And hopefully they are communicating way better than Fontenot and Arthur Smith did. It's a collaboration with legitimate minds. And hopefully that's going to pay off starting on Thursday night. Falcons still sitting there with that eighth pick of the first round. And I'm still hoping for that cornerback out of Toledo. I'm just saying. All right, coming up in the next segment, man, we're going to see what's popping. NFL draft, first round, the curtain pulls back on Thursday night. Got a lot of teams now positioning themselves to take a quarterback. Plus, we're going to chop it up, talk about Elder and the great job he did last night. And big news coming out of Athens, Road Dog. Stay tuned for that. You got the Buck Belue Show here on 680 and 93.7.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. You know the drill. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Listen anywhere, anytime, crystal clear. Did I miss something while I was out Friday and Monday? Jeff Francoeur has a show on 680 now?
You must have missed like the last like 7 years, I guess.
I didn't realize he had a show. I missed that complete. He's got a segment.
Well, you used
and
to have
calling that a show.
Yeah, didn't you have the Jeff Francoeur show on the Buck and Kincaid show for a little short while? Or am I mixing that up?
You've had shows within the show. It is a segment.
No, it's the Jeff Francoeur show. Show within a show, Buck. It's kind of meta.
Well, I tell you what's awesome then I didn't have the shortest show in sports talk history.
There you go. Jeff's is even less than 42.
His was probably 10 minutes. Tough to get everything in. In those 10 minutes.
I don't think you've heard a Cellini and Domino interview that's ever been 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably 15 to 20. One more thing. Hey, our coverage of the 2023 NFL Draft is brought to you by Harrah's Cherokee Casinos and Resorts. Draft getting underway on Thursday. We'll see what's popping.
Let's find out what's popping.
I'll tell you what's popping, the NFL Draft. Woo! And overnight, the news came down. The Denver Broncos have traded for Jets quarterback Zach Wilson. The Jets, number two pick in the first round in 2021. That was a bust. That just didn't work out. They passed on Jamar Chase, Penei Sewell, Micah Parsons to take this bum. Los was very high on Zach Wilson, I believe, coming into that draft.
No, they can't all be winners, Buck.
No, we all miss on some guys. The Jets got pennies on the dollar. They get a sixth-round pick in return for trading Zach Wilson to the Broncos. Yeah. So Zach Wilson's owed $5.5 million. And what the Broncos and the Jets decided to do, we'll just split the cost. You pay half, we'll pay half. And boy, I would love to be a fly on the wall in those quarterback meetings where Sean Payton is just totally lambasting Zach Wilson to see how he responds to that tough coaching. Probably not very well. So the question is, Broncos sitting at 12, do they still draft a quarterback at 12? Sean Payton saying that with or without Zach Wilson on the roster, who didn't know that, then if they're going to take a quarterback at 12, it's got to be the right fit. So let me give you the translation on that. It's got to be the right guy. We're just not drafting any quarterback that's left on the board. When our pick comes up at 12, if all those other guys are off the board, we're not just taking Bo Nix. We're not, if Zach, J.J. McCarthy's sitting there with, and we don't believe he fits, we're not taking him. Now, if Penix is there, that would appear to be the right fit. So keep an eye on the Broncos there. They're still looking for a quarterback, and they should, but it's got to be the right guy. Speaking of Penix, who I'm very high on, I've got him as the number two quarterback in this draft. I've got Jaden Daniels number one, got Penix number two, Caleb Williams number three. Penix, you may have missed this, wrote a letter to the general managers in the National Football League. And in the letter, he was talking about how he realizes now. He just thought, hey, in this process, all that really matters is the 22 video that these personnel guys, and when you break down video and film of games, you see all 22 players. He thought that's all that really mattered. Well, he now knows that there are other things that matter too, and he spoke about them in this letter to the general managers. And I thought it was very impressive. Very impressive. Now, a letter probably won't win over the doubters, the haters that don't believe in Michael Penix. That's just the way it is, and you learn to live with it. But I tell you what, I'm sold. I've seen all I needed to see out of this guy to know that believe he's going to be a success at the National Football League level. I mean, I saw him turn a program that was a perennial loser. The one thing you could count on every single year in college football is that the Indiana Hoosiers were going to be losers. And when Penix showed up, he helped turn that program into a winner. And then he goes to Washington, UW, and he wins that entire Husky team over immediately with his work ethic, his commitment to winning, the ability to spin it. So while some of these personnel guys are going to doubt these quarterbacks because of hand size, Lord knows some of these other things they might consider. I would consider a guy that has faced adversity and that has been able to overcome it. Some of these, GM, they're going to say, oh, we don't want him. He got hurt one time at Indiana. We don't want him. What about overcoming the adversity? How about that? Might want to consider that part of the deal. But I think, I'm just believing right now, we're going to see Penix go. You got the Broncos sitting at 12. I think he's a really good fit with Sean Payton and the scheme that he runs. Think of Drew Brees, how quickly that ball got out of there in New Orleans. Accurately, to the right receiver. Guy was a processor, and this is what Penix is. He processes information at the snap of the ball quickly. The ball gets out on time. The ball goes to the right receiver, and the guy can lead. Looks like a great spot, number 12 at Denver. Then he goes in and he beats these other suckers out, Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson. I think that'd be a great spot for him there in in Denver. Then you got the Raiders at 13, another team reportedly very interested in Penix. They might have to move up in front of Denver to get him. Raiders sitting there at 13. And their general manager, by the way, is a guy, Tom Telesco, who drafted Andrew Luck and Justin Herbert. He's got a track record for drafting quality quarterbacks. So when he sees one, he knows who they are. Raiders would be a good fit for Penix also. Can't wait, man. Thursday night's going to be awesome. And I'll tell you what else is awesome. The inaugural Braves Golf Classic is coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club, the championship course, on May the 6th. And it benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation. You're going to see your favorite Braves legends out there teeing it up. It's going to be a great day. Don't you want to be a part of it? Get your foursome, or for more information, go to Braves.com/golfclassic today. Let's talk a little Braves baseball.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
Yeah, we're going to chop it up. Chop it up. Braves getting it done. 3-0 win last night. How about Bryce Elder? My goodness, he was good. He delivered big time. 6 2/3, 8 hits, 6 2/3 scoreless innings out of Bryce Elder. 4 strikeouts, did not walk one Miami Marlin player. Love that. And I tell you, as I watched him, man, I was thinking this is Bryce Elder from the first half of the season a year ago when he was an all-star performer. So what was he doing? Well, he had that ball, that sinker. It was diving down in the strike zone. I mean, it would dive down right on the lower part of the strike zone. Then it would dive down out of the strike zone. And the Marlins couldn't do anything with it. So he had great command of the sinker and the changeup in the game yesterday. And because of that, he got, how about those two inning-ending double play balls that he got? A lot of ground balls Bryce Elder got in the game. Had command of his pitches and consistently was right on the edges, that box you see up of the strike zone. He was dotting the edges of that strike zone for 6 2/3 innings.
Couple of those two-seam fastballs look real good, starting on the inside part of against those left-handers.
He was in total control, man. Total control.
Now, we should mention a bit of a shaky start there, and then in the first inning, I think it was single, double, and thanks to the Marlins screwing it all up, he gets out of it with no damage. So
yeah, everybody needs a little bit of help.
The fish helped a little bit, but yeah, obviously Bryce looked pretty darn good after not seeing him for a while.
Yeah, and I think if the Braves were reluctant to start him in Atlanta because of the fatigue that set in at the end of last year. First time he'd played an entire marathon season of 162 games. And you could see his performance level dropped the longer the season went on. And he addressed that, working out, maybe getting a little more fit during the offseason, trying to correct that. But if the Braves said, look, we're going to try to limit his time up here in the big leagues this year because of what happened in the second half last year, we're just going to start him in AAA. Not as much stress involved pitching there at the AAA level. We're going to do that, and we'll bring him up after a month and then plug him back into this rotation. I'm good with that. Because as I mentioned at the start of the season, I'm not stressing the regular season this year. I'm all in on the postseason, being at our best. And Bryce Elder could be a guy that really factors into the postseason coming up at the end of the year.
So I kind of a two-part question for you. I think I know the answer to the first part, which is, did Bryce earn himself another start? I think pretty much everybody would say, yeah, probably so. That's pretty obvious. Now, the real question is, though, how long does that last? Do you see Bryce staying in the rotation now for a couple of months, for the rest of the season?
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Have you seen the other guys that came up and pitched?
It's not all been bad, but yeah.
I mean, and look, to address that first part of the question right there is, look, if going 6 2/3 scoreless innings isn't good enough to get another start, Bryce Elder needs to go find a job as an insurance salesman.
Yeah, that was the rhetorical question. I think we all agree he earned the other
smart. Goodness.
It just depends how much, how many starts did he earn? How long?
Good Lord!
How much leeway does he have on the big league roster?
Man, he was fantastic last night. Let's hear from Elder after the ball game. Told the media about his mindset.
I was upset at first. I think that's always going to kind of be my reaction. But I also kind of figured out, like, if I kind of sat down and realized that I'm still 24 and I plan on playing this game for a really long time. And so if you look up in hopefully about 12 to 15 years, nobody's ever going to remember this. I'll hardly remember it. So I kind of took it as however long I'm going to be down, I'm going to figure out what I can do, whether it's 1 week or the whole season. Well, I'm going to figure out what I can do to make my stuff better and kind of get back to the form I was in parts of 22 and 21 in the minor leagues and then even at the beginning of last year.
Oh, I just love it. Talk the talk, man, and walk the walk. Bryce Elder. You know, I had the heads up. I mentioned it yesterday on the show. You might have missed it. The bat boy at the AAA Gwinnett Stripers had told me that Elder's head was on right, that his attitude was tremendous. And they had told the bat boy, when I get this other opportunity, when the opportunity's going to come soon, and when I get this opportunity, I'm cashing it in.
You really do have sources everywhere, don't you, Buck?
You never know who these sources are going to turn out to be. You never know it. And I tell you what, another impressive thing is we had Travis d'Arnaud play long ball again last night. I mean, the chicks really dig the long ball, and so does the Braves country. Travis d'Arnaud with a two-run shot, fifth home run in four games, five home runs and eight at-bats out of d'Arnaud.
Awesome.
And when the media approached d'Arnaud after the ballgame, you know what he wanted to talk about? Bryce Elder.
Just his normal self, just attacking guys, moving the ball over the plate. Had great fastball command today and had both his off-speed pitches, and he did a tremendous job.
Oh, yeah, he was great. 7:20 start tonight. Hear all the action right here on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan. Braves a 7:20 start again tonight. We're going to throw Max Fried at the Miami Marlins and see how they like that. They're not going to like it. Braves with the best record in baseball sitting there at 15-6. And more good news, Albies looking like he'll be back on Friday. As he's got a chance to come off that IL. The toe must be feeling a lot better. And speaking of that d'Arnaud home run, when the Braves hit a home run, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. Those are premium. The next day only at Tire Discounters. You'll get a free alignment and a free oil change with your tire purchase. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. For more information on that.
Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou. Presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Yeah, big news out of Athens today. They've got a transfer quarterback in town in Athens today, reports have it, visiting the University of Georgia. And it was a young man we spoke about, Jaden Rashada, on the Georgia campus today, checking things out. And probably the most important thing, now they're going to show him around and show him the facilities. I mean, only Road Dog knows the ins and outs of the Bulldogs facilities. I get lost over there. And I got to call up Road Dog and say, hey, man, I think I'm on the third floor over here on the west side. Come over here and rescue me. I need to, you know, my thumbprint isn't allowing me through this door. And then Road Dog's there in 2 minutes. I mean, it is a huge, tremendous facility. And I'm sure they'll be showing Rashada around that indoor facility and all those good things, locker room. And he's going to be impressed with that. But the most important time that Jaden Rashada will spend on the Georgia campus today will be in the office of offensive coordinator Mike Bobo. As Mike Bobo basically will make a presentation to Rashada, showing him how he fits in this Bulldog offensive scheme. And typically, you know, Grantham used to do some of this when he was on the Georgia staff, and he would take a play from the kid's high school video that he had and show the play, and then he would show the Georgia play where it transcended, all right? What he did at the high school level is what he's going to be asked to do in the scheme at Georgia. And the player would go, okay, man, I can see myself doing that. And so that's what Mike Bobo is going to be doing today, sitting down with Rashada. He's going to show him the personnel, and he's going to be very impressed. He's going to show him all those weapons they've got, and he's going to be very impressed. And then break down the scheme with Rashada and showing him how his skill set is going to fit what they do at UGA. Now, Rashad is a guy that is 6'4", 190 pounds. I mean, he looks a lot like Jaden Daniels. As similar as far as the body. He doesn't run like Daniels, but he can spin it. And Georgia's not the only place he's looking at. Auburn's in on him. That used to be a problem. I don't see that being a problem anymore. I mean, it used to be where, when the rules were a little bit different, where if Georgia was recruiting a player and then he left Athens to go to Auburn, they were probably thinking, in fact, I know they were thinking behind the scenes, oh, Lord, Auburn's going to take him to the Pat Dye cabin. They're going to unlock that safe and show him all that cash money they've got hidden in there. With the NIL and the collectives now, that stuff has sort of gone away. So do you think Rashada, Road Dog, let's see, do I want to play for Georgia, compete for a national championship, throw it to all these weapons, or do I want to go to Auburn and get my face kicked in?
I want to play for a national championship in a team that has weapons.
Yeah, and a good scheme there. Also, I believe Mississippi State in on it. Probably more, too, but that is what's surfacing out there. Hey, one more recruiting nugget. Juju Lewis.
One more thing.
Lewis, top-rated quarterback in the 25 class. He doesn't sound like he's considering the Georgia Bulldogs anymore. Because you remember just a day or two ago, Georgia got that commitment from that other quarterback in the 25 class. And Lewis was paying attention, and now he has said, and I quote here, the Dogs, they got their guy in 2025. And so the translation on that is Georgia has already offered and got a commitment from another quarterback, so I'm going to move on. I mean, the nerve of this kid.
My only question for Rashada, to go back to that real quick, going to Auburn. Now, I don't know their situation, like I obviously know Georgia's. Yeah. Would he be able to potentially start and play this year there? Do they have that over us?
I would say probably not at the beginning of the year because, look, he's got to learn that Hugh Freeze offense. Now, they did bring in that kid from Michigan State a year ago, and he came in late, and he ended up being the starter, and he is projected to be the starter again this year. But I would think it's probably not about this year with Rashada. I mean, they're probably telling him that. So would have a better shot of playing at Auburn than he would at Georgia this year. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see how this thing shakes out. But if you're over in Athens today and you see Jaden Rashada walking around.
Slip him a $100 bill. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think money's going to be a problem. I mean, Kirby on the scoreboard.
That's the way, that was the old
G-day
joke
scrimmage.
Back in the day. Yeah.
So, Kirby was saying, look, all you 50,000 people here today, we need you to all, when the offering plate comes by, we need you to put some money in the offering plate. For our collective.
Yes, we sing the battle hymn and pass the plate.
Yeah,
around.
Pass the plate. Beautiful. And put some money in there and be able to get some big-time players. Speaking of college football, we're all over it next. I'm going to tell you the program that has the best quarterback situation heading into the season. And because of it, I don't think Rashada is looking at this program. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Got the Blue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Thanks for listening. Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 here on the Fan. And now Braves fans from all over Georgia can participate in the Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. You've probably been to Truist Park and seen this going on. And some of you may have wondered, what is this all about? Raffles conclude with one lucky winner taking home 50% of the total jackpot. And the remaining 50% goes to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. You can now enter in person at Truist Park or online. And even when you're not at the Braves game, you can get signed up. But you got to be in the state of Georgia. Online entrance must be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. So jump on in there, Braves.com/50-50, or visit the MLB Ballpark app while you're in the state of Georgia.
Mmm, tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget.
College football, man, we got it for you here on the Buck Belue Show. And we're getting ready for Texas and Oklahoma to join the SEC this year. It's going to be awesome. Texas Longhorns had their spring game over the weekend, and they've got this big-time quarterback, Quinn Ewers. You may have heard of him. He barely played in the spring game. Well, you see, Sark, he already knows what Quinn Ewers can do. So we didn't really need him to go out there and risk being injured. They already know he can play ball. He's QB number one. But Sark was thinking, you know what? Arch Manning has been doing a lot of watching. Hadn't played very much since he got on campus. So they decide, you know what? We're going to sit Ewers. He's just going to play for a minute. And then we're going to let Arch Manning play the rest of the way with the ones. And Arch Manning went out there and was spinning it, man. 19 of 25. 355 yards and 3 touchdowns. Manny was showing off. Hit on 275-yard touchdown bombs, which the fans always love. When the quarterback drops back and he hangs it up deep and that receiver runs under it and then sprints to the end zone, there's nothing more that fans love than that. Arch Manning was, he was balling, man. And so going into the year, the Texas Longhorns have the best quarterback room in college football. They've got two difference-making quarterbacks. Ewers would be one of the guys we're talking about a year from now heading into the NFL draft. And then Arch Manning most likely will be taken over at UT, Hook'em Horns. And I'm going to tell you, man, that year spent watching, learning, developing has obviously paid off for Arch Manning, looking at his numbers from the Texas spring game. This is the best quarterback situation in college football. If Ewers gets dinged up, they send Arch Manning out on the field, and there's going to be very little, if any, drop-off. In fact, I do believe Arch Manning, the little bit I've seen, has a higher ceiling than Quinn Ewers. Arch is one play away from being the starter. And right now, Arch Manning is ready to play at a high level.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
Going to end with a Falcons mock draft. Not mine, but I saw somebody else's. And I'm just sort of blown away, and I know you will be too. Mock draft coming down that has the Falcons at 8, taking Brian Thomas, wide receiver out of LSU.
Say what?
That's what I'm saying. Say what? Because, look, Fontenot has been a best available player guy in his previous three drafts when it comes to the first round. We're taking the top-rated player on the board. Don't care what position he plays. Well, the Falcons do have a need at receiver. But Brian Thomas, my goodness, Pro Football Focus, they rate him as the 25th best player in the draft. And the Falcons would take him at 8. I don't believe that to be the case. I just don't believe it. That's crazy talk. All right, there's the final word. We are back tomorrow and diving back into the draft and Falcons talk. Hope you'll join me then. Stay tuned for the Chiellini and Domino show coming up next here on The Fan.
Thank you, bud.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.